Weiter in Oraisa, we are in Moed Katan Daf Tes Vav Amar Aleph. Picking up on Yudalim Beis Barabam in the page, second to last line. Avel, Aser B'Tisporet. So we know that a mourner, it's Aser to get a haircut. Because the Torah tells about, the Torah says about the sons of Aaron, when they were mourning for their brothers, Nadav and Avihu, when they passed away, it says, Roshechem al tifro, that do not leave your heads unshorn. In other words, you have to shave your head. Rashi says, al tifro gidel sa'ar, do not let it grow. Your hair, if a high crook, I'll be misses not of a viuksif. With the itzach crook, la mishre, the fact that it's ma, we need a pasuk to matter them, the mechla de chwini, the mishalahu, mechla de chwini asurin. You need it to matter for them, must be other people are going to be asur. Back in the Gemara, Roshechem the Fru, mechla de chulayam asur, them implies that everyone else is asur for them to go out to cut their hair if they're in the state of mourning. Beep, turn the page. That's Fafam and Alf. Menudin mutsarayan. What about the case of a menuda, someone who's in a state of excommunication? Or a mitzvah, ma, what's it then? Rashi says, l'hachi ka'amah lehu b'hadde mishum de pashat lehu b'hadade. Minu mitzvah, ma, hein b'tisbart, was it then in reference to them cutting their hair? The reason why he brought them together, as she points out, is because even though we're going to see soon that each one is going to be asked on their own, a menudah or a mitzvah is going to be asked separately, because we're going to see that one answer is going to answer both of them. Tashima, menudah mitzvah, nesuim l'saper u'lechabes. Someone who was excommunicated or mitzvah is asked for them to cut their hair or to do laundry for their clothing. Menudah shemes, in the case of a menudah, someone is in the case of excommunication who dies before he gets out of it. Rashi says, save for the Braisa, it's the end of the Braisa. Bezdin Soklin is Arono, Bezdin throws stones at his coffin. Rabbi Huda Omer, Huda says that Lo She Ya'amidu Alav Galavanim Ke Galav Shel Acha. Not that they're going to put this on his grave, a big thing of stones like they put by Achan. As he says, "Zechsev v'yakimu alav galavanim gadol." Sefer Yoshua, what happened was Achan, Sefer Yoshua, was the one who took from the spoils, and because of that, 36 people died at the Battle of Ai. And after he was stoned to death, the pasuk says that they put these big stones on top of his grave. Not that they do like that. Ella bezin shulchan u'minichin evin gadol al arono. The bezin. What they do is, instead of doing this whole gal, this whole like pile of stones over there, the court sends a shliach and they put a big stone by his coffin. L'lamedcha, the teacher, shekolam esnado misvnidoy, that anyone who is excommunicated and they die while they're still in the state of nidoy, Bezin Stokan Zarono, that Bezin, they stone his kever. If you want a yid walk a mile, he sees us to learn, don't behave like this. Avel chayv atifas arosh, Avel, he has to wrap his head, right? He covers over his head, and Amar le'Rachon Yecheskel, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu said to Yecheskel, when he's telling him not to mourn, lo sata al safam, do not veil yourself to the lips. Mechal dekulei amim mechayve, must be that everyone else is mechayv to do such a thing. Pasuk in Yecheskel, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu who is telling him that his wife is going to end up dying, but he should not behave in the way that other people go and they behave. That is, that he doesn't, one of the things he's told not to do is to wrap himself in this veil down to his lips, so that means everyone else does do such a thing. Menu, the person who is excommunicated, Ma'o Batif Zerosh, what's the thing that does he wrap his head also? I'm Rav Yosef Toshima. Let's take a little looky-looky. Throwback to the Tainus days, for those who did Tainus with Oraisa, Daf Yudalat Amud Beis, V'hein Misatav Yoshim Kemenudin V'ka Velam. What are you talking about here? This is talking about when the great sages would go ahead and after the nation would take on 13 fasts that they didn't have to fast for rain. Rashi says, Mefurash, L'tzachas Tainus, L'achar Shinesan, Shisanu, Shalosh, Shisrei, Tainus, Yitzir, after they do that, then Vehem Misat from Yoshin Kemudum Kavelim, they'd wrap themselves up and sit like a state of Menuda and Avelim Achi Yerachim Olam, and it's remembered until they had mercy from Shemayim. Must be a menuda does wrap his head. Maybe it's different when it's a menuda l'shamayim that's excommunicated by heaven, the chamer, because this is more machmir than a normal state of nidoy. Rashi says ki hani shani the chamer la'orach tzorich atzuchetivzoros. That's have to cover that. Well, cherem and atzuchetivzoros, they don't have to do such a thing. Says Gemara, no mitzora. Okay, fine. Right, so we kind of left with. We don't have an answer on that. Mitzvah, what about the Mitzvah? My way to his arose, so you have to go and you have to wrap up his head. Tashma, let's take a look and see. What does the Torah itself say by Mitzvah? Va'al safam yate. This is mashma tifas arosh, pretty straightforward. And he shall veil himself to his lips. Machal shachar b'tifas arosh. He has to cover himself. Shema amina. Next. Avil asa l'nech tefillin, and avil is also for him to put on tefillin. We'll see later on in a bunch of blot. We're going to see what does that mean? How much time? But the point is, at least there is a time that he doesn't put it on. Because it says to Yecheskel, Pe'erecha Chavushalecha, put the glory upon yourself. And Rashi says, Pe'erecha is talking about tefillin. Mechalt Kulei Amasa, must be everyone else who's an Avil, is also saying, Dafka, he should break the, go against the general rule. Menuda, whatever, Menuda, Ma'avut tefillin, what's the deal with tefillin? Teku, we leave that unanswered. Mitzora, Ma'avut tefillin, what's the deal with Mitzora? Does he put on tefillin? Not Tashma, Vihatzarua. And the pasuk with Saras, the rabbis Kohen Gadol. Now, what does that mean? Vehatzarua is coming to include a Kohen Gadol. We saw in Yudalam Abayz that this is a drasha coming to include a Kohen Gadol with the laws of Saras. Begadav you, ye you, frumim. His clothing is clothing. Ay, 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 ay. Shall be frumim, shimikarayim, which means that they have to be torn, veroshia parua, his head shall be parua, ein priya el gidoser. And what does that mean? That means you have to let the hair grow long. Dear Rabbi Lezer, Zechariah Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Akiva, mer never havaya barosh. You have the lashon of havaya, because it's veroshia yihiyeh parua. Venemer havaya beged, and it says it also by the clothing. And make exer shava. Ma havaya she hamur bebeged darish shavachutz shachutz migufo. Just like havaya was said by the clothing is something which is external to his body, meaning that just the clothing. Af havaya berush darish shavachutz migufo. And therefore, this havaya that's said by the head is something which is outside of his body. My love a tefillin. Isn't this talking about tefillin? Therefore, you see, according to Rabbi Akiva, a mitzora is usher to wear tefillin, says Rashi. Davishu chutz migufo, havaya amur barosh, roshu yefarua, masu megula, to be uncovered. Kenyan dechsev uparas rosha isha, davishu chutz migufo, v'lor minin misar shu migufo. So therefore, it sounds like it's talking about tefillin. It's going to be kiva mitzora is also wear tefillin, but the answer would say they still chayef to do it. Amar papa lo, says our papa 99999. We don't say that maybe it's not talking about tefillin. A kumta v'sudra. It's also talking about a kumta v'sudra. Right? Rashi says, Klomashir, Rosh HaMegula, mi kumta v'sudra, avo tefillin meniach. Kumta v'sudra, two types of hats, a hat or a turban. And it's telling him, Mitzvah, he can't cover his head with these things, but dafka tefillin he would still have to wear. Avel, that's what I'm going to answer. Avel, aser b'shel shalom, a avel, it's aser to say, what up, what up. Dika amar le'rachmona le'cheskel ha'aneik dom, grieve and be silent. That's in the same situation we're talking about. His wife is going to die. Rashi says klomer b'davar ze tino gavela shetidom v'lo tisha l'shalom. Be quiet and do not ask of things. Do not ask, you know, peace of people. So we saw that Yecheskel, there's some exceptions to him over here. This is not an exception, apparently. Menuda, what about the case of Menuda? Ma'u b'shel shalom, what is the din about saying shalom aleichem, aleichem shalom, and all the zachen over there? One is excommunicated. I'm Rav Yosef Tashma. I'll take a look and see. From the Mishnah, again, the throwback to Tiny Sid Beis, Amud Beis. Tashma, Rashi says the Tani gabi tainios hen yoshin ke menuda avel, and they sit like menuda and like an avel. And after these 13 fasts, b'shel shalom shibenol lachavero, and they should do less of it. Shalom shalom, kibnei adam ha nezufa lemakom, like people that are rebuked by Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, what do we see? The answer is clearly you shouldn't be doing Sheilas Shalom over here. Says the Gemara, Malay Abaye, not a Raya. Dilma Menudel Shalom Shani, that's Amenudel Shamayim. It's like a Kos Baruch Hu goes and puts some Nidah's intense. The Chamir, that's much more Machmir than the regular situation. But regular people in such a situation, they wouldn't have to go ahead and hold back from that. Mitzorah. Okay, we're Mitzorah. Ma'av Shalom Shalom. Does he say Shalom Lechem Shalom? Toshal Tzegalok. Ve'al Safam Yate. The pasuk says that he shall veil himself up to his lips. It says, "Mashma sifsosav medubakos." His lips are attached. It says the back of the Gemara, "She was sifsosav medubakos abzuz." Should be attached one to the next. She kemenudav ukaavel. Should be like an ex. Someone is excommunicated in an avel. Aser b'shel shalom, and therefore it's aser b'shel shalom. That's a mitzvah. Also, doesn't say it. Shema mina, boom. That's correct. V'nifshat mina lemenuda. Let's learn out from this also to the menuda. He's also asked to go and to greet people. Says Amar Avacha Bar Pinchas, because we're saying it just like a Menuda. Amar Avacha Bar Pinchas to Rabbi Yosef, Mikatani Shaser. Did it say that Mitzvah should be like a Menuda? It's Aser to go greet people. No, Shekemudu Ka'avah Katani B'Mila Chirneiso. The Brisa is saying that they should be like a Menuda and a mourner in reference to other things. Aser Nami B'Shel Shalom, and it's also included. Besides that, is that the Mitzvah is also Aser. And She'ilas Shalom. Avil is with the Torah, and Avil is Aser to learn Torah. Amazing. Because it says, Yecheskel Dom, be quiet, therefore he can't be steiging. Menuda, Ma'u with the Torah, what about him? Someone's excommunicated. Someone's a Chirim. Could they go and learn Torah? Amar Yosef Toshma. Menuda, Shonen v'shonen lo. He could teach, and other people can go and teach him. Niskar and Niskar Amlo, he can be hired by other people, and other people can hire him. Muhram, but let's say a person is not a Menuda, but he's a Muhram. He's put in the Chirim, which is a more intense situation of being excommunicated. Right? So then in such a case, Rashi says, Shemachrimim b'chirim, lacher lamid yom, lacher nidoy. It's after the sinner has had 2 30-day nidois, right? Or Rashi says even after three nidois. Yeah. So lo shon of a lo shon and lo, you can't teach it like to yourself. No, it's coming on scar and lo. You can't hire people or be hired. Al shon hu laso, but he's able to go ahead and learn by himself. He can shtag teira shalei afsek es limudo. He shouldn't stop his learning. So he's able to make himself a small store to be able to survive. And Rav said, Zabuni Maya Bepakta de Arvos. He could sell water in the marketplace of Arvos. Rashuk Shol Samakam, a shuk of that place. Shema Amina, we learn from here, Shema Amina, that someone is allowed to learn Torah, even in the state of Cherem or Nidoi. Mitzorah, Ma'avid of Torah, but he's allowed to learn Torah. Toshman, take a look for Odata, Luvanecha, Vodin, Vernecha, Yomashar, Maratel, Vodin, Hashem, Lukecha, Bachoriv. The little blender strikes again. This week's Parsha, bam! Make them known to your children, chosen, the day that you stood in front of Hashem, right before Hashem in Har Sinai, at Choriv. And what do we say? Ma'alaholam, Be'im, be your rest of Isaiah. Just like over there when they were Har Sinai, they stood in a state of dread and awe, and they're trembling in fear. Malahalan. So just like over there, he did it like that. Here too, also we have to do it. All generations have to do it. Mekhanamer from here, we see Hazavim v'Mitzrayim v'Bolei Nidos. People are doing all these not great things or had things happen to them. Mutar and Lukos Batorah and Yivuksuvim. It's mutar for them to go and learn Torah and Ksuvim. The shows from Midrash of Rishas, Halachas v'Agadus, Abalei Kroyin Asarin, and they're going on the Shtag, the Midrash, the Talmud, the Lacha Agada, but a Balkari. Is Aser. Rashi explains by the Korean, Asur and Lefisha Bolehem Machmas Simcha the Kalos Rosh for Leka Ema. They don't have the proper mindset over there, Simcha Kalos Rosh, and there's no aim over there, as opposed to the Zav and the Zava, or this, I guess, those type of things. The Zav Mitzarin and Balinidos is not coming for that same type of math of Shema Minah, but what comes out nonetheless is that a Mitzorah is allowed to learn Torah. Mitzorah learn the Torah with the Mitzorah. Yeah, Torah, the Mitzorah. Okay. Avalos Abitichba says a mourner's aser to be involved with laundry. Laundry. Dechsev is a pasuk says v'yishlach yov tekar v'yikach misham isha chachama v'yomer alea his ablina v'lifshina bigde evil v'atachsuchi shem v'yitzik isha zeh yom rabim isabelis al mace. Right, there's a story in Shmuel, This is talking about the whole story of Amnon and Tamar. Really terrible story. David HaMelech, he sent Avshalom. He sent his son.
We know that Avshalom came and he killed Amnon. And David HaMelech, he sent him out to exile for doing such a thing. Now, Yoav, who was David HaMelech's, officer, he wanted to get David and Avshalom back together. So what did he do? He got a woman from a place called Tekoa, and he taught her. He brought her. He told her to go in front of the king like a mourner, in order to learn out from that whole storyline the way David is treating Avshalom, in order to she'll know what she's talking about over here. He taught her how to be looked at as like a mourner. And that's what we look at over here. So the pasuk says that Yoav sent it to call and brought a wise woman from there. He said to her, "If you please pretend to be a mourner, wear garments of mourning and do not anoint yourself with oil. Be like this for many days as a woman mourning over a dead person." So when we say it's avel, it says a mourner is aser, as the pasuk says over here. We learn it from that concept. Menudim mitzora, what about menudim mitzora? Ma'ayin mitachbosis, what about them? Someone's excommunicated. Or somebody who's a mitzora. What about laundry? Tashema, menudim mitzora, asur l'saber l'chapes. It's also for them to go and to cut their hair and to launder their clothing. Shema mina, pretty straightforward. Velchayev bekriya, he used to rip his clothing. The kamer l'hu rachon l'bnei Aaron, lo tifrom, it says where do not rip your clothing over there. That was an exception that the rule, everyone else does have to do it. Menuda mao bekriya, what about menuda? Someone's excommunicated, you have to tear. Teku, we leave that unanswered. Mitzora mao bekriya, you have to tear. Toshema. Begad of you, frumim, his clothing shall be frumim. Shiu mikurei, and shall be torn. Shema mina. So we see indeed a mitzora does have to tear his clothing. Aval chayev bekriya samita, he has to go and he has to flip over his bed. As Allah, we've seen in other places as well. You flip over the beds in the house. The Tani Bar Kapara, he came and he taught. Peep, turn the page. Tesfav on the base. Demus diyukni nasati behen. I bestowed a likeness of my image on mankind. Rashi says, "Betzalim elokim asas adam." You know, with the likeness of Hashem we were created. Avan aseim hafachtia. They overturned it because of their sins. Kafu mitaseim alea. Therefore, overturn their beds over it, over a close relative that dies. They go out and they flip over the beds. Menuda mitzora. What about a menuda umer mitzora? Do they have to go ahead and do the same thing? Mahim b'kfiya samita. Teku. The Gemara leaves that as a question. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.